Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Wicked comes out Friday. I think this has been the longest anticipated movie since Barbie, probably.
I think so. Mm.
This movie's been coming out for years, it seems.
Yeah. I remember the day they announced the casting of Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, and mm-hmm. I was so excited for Cynthia Erivo. I was not in on the Ariana Grande,
no,
but
not.
I have...
You were not happy at all.
I was mad. I flipped a complete 180. I am so down for Ariana Grande as Glinda. My anticipation is so high right now. I bought a new sweatshirt just to wear to Wicked. Like, I can't wait.
Much like I said when Barbie came out, after all the hype, it better be good.
Yes,
and right. And from what I've heard from Wicked, it is not good. It is spectacular.
I know.
Or the people that have had the opportunity to see a screening have said it's everything you wanted it to be and more, except it's long.
Yeah.
I don't remember the musical being that long. I think it's because you had that nice little intermission in the middle, you know?
Oh, it's longer. It's actually this. Then this is only part one. They split it up into two movies. And part one alone is longer than the musical is. So they've added a lot of storyline, obviously.
Not exactly a selling point for some of us. I mean, you're going to love this movie. It's so long. It's longer than the actual musical.
One of my favorite movies of all time will always be The Wizard of Oz. And I love the direction of Wicked. I love this spin on it and all of the stuff behind it. So I'm really excited to see it. And I could have really cared less about Ariana Grande being cast in that position. But when I became a fan of her was on Saturday Night Live and watching her do her spot on Impressions. And I think she's a great actress. And I can't wait to watch her in this movie.
If you can do comedy, you are a great actress. Because that's actor. Because that's the hardest thing to do. You ask any trained actor. Mm-hmm. The hardest thing, which is why it's ludicrous that the Oscars doesn't have a comedies category.
Agreed.
Anyway, that said, everything I've heard is supposed to be great. Jessica, rest assured. Now the issue is, when am I going to find time to go?
Right.
So that's my current dilemma.
Yes.
So Jeff works on Friday, so I can't go Friday because I have to watch this kid of mine. It's fine. Saturday, I decided we needed a Disneyland day, so we're going to Disneyland.
Okay.
So I think I might go Sunday. I will have to go solo because
I'm a
babysitter.
You should for this.
Do people sing at movie musicals?
Well, and that's part of it. There's a big campaign telling everybody, hey, no singing.
Yeah, until you go, in my opinion, unless you're going to a special screening where everybody's invited to sing, no.
I've seen now. When they're running the previews, when they're running the trailers now, and turn your cell phones off, the whole thing, you know, go get a snack, turn your cell phone off. They're also including no singing.
Are you going to see it, John?
I'm going with my family when we are all together for Thanksgiving. Yes.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It's been established. Again, my nieces and nephews are like, we're going to do what's the Barbenheimer thing this time for Wicked? And,
oh, with Gladiator?
We're Gladi Wicked or Wickedator or whatever it's called.
Wickedator.
I'm like, there's no way I'm sitting in the theater for 8 hours.
Wickedator.
I don't know what it's called. You know what I mean, right? Have you heard
I think that people are trying to push it, whether it'll work or not. I don't know. But then I didn't think Barbie and Oppenheimer were two things that would have worked. But who knows? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Earlier, we were talking about going to see the new movie Wicked. And the other one that I'm really excited to go see is Gladiator. What about you, John? Why are you kind of like, about that one?
Because I just think the first movie was so wonderful. And, I mean, when the guy in Gladiator, the Gladiator himself, gets killed at the end of Gladiator, spoiler alert, 20-year-old movie, I'm like, why doesn't need to be a sequel? However, when I've seen the trailer, I'm cautiously optimistic because the trailer, if the trailer is like the movie, it's going to be great. Sometimes the trailer is better than the movie, I understand.
Greg joins us this morning. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Our afternoon talent, our musical director, and most importantly, our friend.
Are you in for Gladiator? Is this something that you're interested in?
Oh, yeah. I'm interested. Okay. Let's go. I'm ready.
I am too.
I'm pumped.
And there wasn't just one fighter in Rome. I mean, I know the Gladiator dies, but there's... there was lots of men who did this thing, so it makes sense to me. Plus, your man Denzel's in it, John.
Denzel's in it, and it takes place in a place that I am very familiar with. I'm not sure you know.
Oh, my God. I was in, right? Italy John strikes again.
Italian John.
So I got to tell you, and you know, John, that I like to read things, and I kind of go into deep dives and deep, weird places. Ooh. Like, how did I end up here? Because this is the thing that interested me. But I was reading about people complaining about Gladiator. It's not historically accurate. It's not this. They didn't have crocodiles. There's no such thing as a two-horned rhinoceros. And so I was looking into some of the accuracies. First of all, in the Roman Empire, did you know there were 60 million people living in the Roman Empire in its heyday?
It was very large.
Of all ethnicities, mm-hmm. All different diverse. People from all over the place. Did they have crocodiles? Probably not.
I thought they brought them from Africa.
I do know they used to flood the Colosseum.
I think they do that in the movie. Not to be a spoiler alert, but I think they're going to have like one of the ship battles that they used to do in the Colosseum.
They
in
do
the
that.
Movie. I think so.
And they used to do that. They used to flood the Colosseum.
And you don't want to see that. You're like, no. No, I'm not ready.
In this movie, the complaint was all the different kinds of animals that they're bringing in. Was that accurate or not? And I was reading that they found evidence of what would happen is bringing in these animals that maybe would end up fighting people is then they cook them at the end and fed everybody who was in the audience. So it's like the first big barbecue after a rodeo, I guess. Kind of a weird
lion
put it together.
There you go.
You really do go into deep dives, don't you?
I did. I didn't realize 60 million. That's a huge number. I'm excited, if you couldn't tell, to go see this movie.
Yeah, so am I. I can't wait.
Gladiator or Wicked? What are you more excited to see?
Oh, man, I want to see them both.
Gladiator. I saw the play. I'm good. I think. I'm fine. I'm good. I hope it's not like the Star Wars where it's the same story again, packaged slightly differently. I hope it's not, but it...